As the words to I surrender all go up on the screen again,
我们看见屏幕上上面所写的就是我奉献所有，刚才我们所唱的这首歌。
I ask myself the question, can I honestly sing this song today and mean it?
真的是我有，我就在这里问自己，我今天唱这首歌的时候，我的心里是真的是这么想的。
Some songs we sing that are far beyond our actual experience.
有时候我们唱的一些歌，他们里面歌词所表达的意思远远超过我们实际上的人生的经验。
And those songs stretch us and help us mature.
这样的歌能够在这里能够扩展我们的境界，能够让我们更加的成熟。
This hymn, I Surrender All, is an invitation to voice and to seal our commitments.
这首诗歌是对我们的一个邀请，然后在这里他把我们对神的应所做的奉献，所做的应许，在这里完全的就印上了印。
These hymn words, I surrender all, can become part of our prayers.
这个奉献所有这样的诗词就可以变成我们祷告的一部分。
And these words can identify areas in our lives that need to be surrendered to God.
这些所唱的歌词能够把我们生命中需要奉献给神的更加的显明出来。
Let's look at the first verse together, please. I surrender all.
让我们一起来看一看第一段第一节的歌词，完全的奉献。
The word all means total and complete, nothing left out.
这个完全的意思就是全部的、完整的、没有一样留下的。
And the person we're surrendering to is Jesus.
我们在这里要奉献给我，把我们完全奉献的是给耶稣。
He is the Holy Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He did not leave anything out of his life when he surrendered to God.
当他把他的一生献给父神的时候，他没有一点留下来。
Jesus surrendered every part of his life.
耶稣把他生命的每一个部分都献上了。
He surrendered his work and his, the things he owned, his possessions.
他把他的工作他所身上拥有的东西。
He surrendered his money.
他把他的金钱。
He surrendered his personal relationships.
他把他个人和别人的关系都献上。
To his heavenly father, he surrendered any home or living place where he lived.
他把他的住的地方、家也献上。
His personal health, he surrendered to God.
他自己的身体的健康他也献给了神。
His friends he surrendered.
他的朋友。
His disciples.
他的门徒们。
His reputation.
他的名誉。
His eternal future.
他自己永久的将来的前途。
He surrendered them to God to have and to protect as God wished.
真的是他把所有的这一切都献给了神，就像父神所愿意他所献的那样。
And he freely gave.
他完全的白白的给了。
Unless we freely give to Jesus, it is not a pure gift.
除非我们也把我们自己完全的白白的给了耶稣，这来说，这就不是一个纯粹，就是不是一个礼物了。
We choose with our wills to give.
我们往往做的就是按照我们的意愿来给，以给予别人。
We don't give because we have to or because it's an obligation.
我们一般来说，如果我们不得不给的话，我们就不给，或者我们给的话，因为是对一个要求。
And we shouldn't give because we want to impress or persuade people to look at us.
有时候我们给予是因为我们想要别人能够给别人一个好印象，或者让别人高看我们。
Giving freely means we don't have ulterior motives to benefit just ourselves.
这个白白的给了，就是我完全没有达到某种目企图和目的的，就是然后就完全白白的给别人一个好处。
And so we sing, we ever love and trust Jesus. Ever means continually.
所以我们在这里唱，我们要永远的爱主，信靠主，就是我们要一直的爱下去。
And in his presence, daily live means we want to be with him regularly, daily.
这与主亲密到永远，这个字的意思就是我们要每天和他耶稣在一起。
If we join him regularly, we can avoid all competition for our attention and allegiance.
如果我们能够和他一紧紧地连在一起，我们就可以避免有其他给我们吸引我们注意力和吸引我们的忠诚度的其他的事情了。
And verse 2 says, humbly at his feet I bow.
像第二节说，在谦卑的在脚他的脚前我屈膝。
Remember, Martha was working in the kitchen, but her sister chose more wisely, and she sat and bowed at the feet of Jesus.
我们记得马大，那个圣经上故事，马大在忙着在厨房里忙着做饭的时候，她的姐妹玛利亚在这里这么有智慧的选择，在耶稣的脚前跪下，然后仔细的听耶稣。
And then we read worldly pleasures all forsaken.
所以我们看见所有的世上的一切的享乐都已经被放弃了。
Worldly pleasures, if we are not careful, can turn into idols.
那些世上的享乐，如果我们不仔细甄别的话，就会变成世上的偶像。
Worldly pleasures that give us excessive comfort.
这个世上的享乐会给我们一些很舒服的感觉。
Worldly pleasures include overconsumption of food and luxuries.
这些世上的享乐包括在荒宴啊，和其他的一些过分的享受。
And worldly pleasures can result in spending most of our resources on ourselves and our family and our friends instead of sharing with others who are lost.
所以世上的享乐会让我们把我们的时间花我们的精力完全在世上的自己的享受上面，而不会注意别的，我们把我们的时间给其他的邻舍，给我们的家庭。
Worldly pleasures can include spending too much time on our careers.
这些世上的享受可以说，举个例子是说，我们花了太多时间在我们这个职业生涯上面。
And neglecting time and care of our family and responsibilities.
我们也会忽视我们不花时间在我们照顾我们自己的家庭和其他的亲情上面。
And worldly pleasures can make us envious of others and can make us unhappy as we compare ourselves.
这个世上的享乐就是会让我们有嫉妒，会让我们嫉妒别人所成就的。
So we sing the words, take me Jesus, take me now.
所以我们在这里唱，耶稣啊，请你接受我，请你带走我，现在。Yes.
现在 ,now, not later, now.
是现在，就是现在这个意思。
And make me 100% yours.
让我100%属于你。
loyal to you.
我们完全的对你忠心。
And not loyal to idolatry in any form.
而是不让我们变成让我们的心思注重转向那些偶像，不管这个偶像是以任何形式存在的。
This is a song I cannot sing sometimes.
这首诗歌有时候实在是让我唱不下去。
Oh, I can sing the words, but I can't sing the commitment.
我可以在这里唱些那些诗词，但是我自己的尾声我实在是唱不下去。
But I want to sing I Surrender All honestly so that the Father is pleased.
但是我要这样子诚实的唱这首诗歌，就是我完全的奉献，这样的话我们的父神就得喜悦了。
And then in verse 3, those wonderful words that we can see.
然后看我们看第三节，这是很美妙的诗词，我们可以看见。
Let me feel the Holy Spirit truly know that you are mine.
恳求圣灵充满我心，你已属我，我已属你。
One of the Holy Spirit's jobs is to bring to our minds all the things of Jesus and all of his priorities.
所以最重要的圣灵的工作就是让我们知道我们所有的一切，耶稣就是我们生命中最重要的事情。
Feeling the Holy Spirit also means not making him sad, not grieving him.
这个感觉圣灵的存在就是不要让圣灵担忧和圣灵伤心。
Feeling the Holy Spirit means we don't make him sad because we neglect or disobey or deliberately sin against the holiness of God.
不要让就是圣灵担心的主要就是不要让我们的圣灵觉得他被忽视了，或者他圣灵没有被遵圣灵的指引我们没有遵循，或者是我们有意的去违抗这个圣灵的指引，然后在这里犯罪。
And feeling the Holy Spirit also means feeling his power as he gives us his spiritual gifts and makes no mistakes when he gives them.
所以感觉圣灵就是听圣灵的指引，就是让我们能够接受这个圣灵的属灵方面的礼物，然后他告诉我们这个 yeah, continue, yeah.
The Holy Spirit's gifts are spiritual, they are for the building up of the body, not to celebrate who we are.
所以我们圣灵给我们带领的就是让我们建造耶稣的身体。
And finally, in verse 4, in this wonderful song, I Surrender All.
这首第四节是这首我完全奉献的这首美妙的诗歌里面。
We try to sing, I give myself to you.
我们在这里唱，我要把我全身给你。
Whoever you give yourself to usually ends up controlling you and your future.
所以你把你完全给了他，所以他就完全的控制了你，然后完全的带领了你。
And the song says, fill me with your love and power.
然后在这里说愿你的爱和你的能力充满我。
Who do we want to be filled with and what do we want to be filled with?
我们要时候什么充满呢？我们要被什么充满呢？
God wants us to choose to be filled with his love and filled with his power.
神让我们选择我们要被他的爱充满，被他的能力所充满。
And as a result,The prayer is, let your blessing fall on me.
愿你的祝福能够从你得到福气。
When we really give ourselves to God, he is free to release his blessings into our lives as he chooses.
当我们完全把我们自己交给神的话，神就在这里自由把他的祝福浇灌在我们身上，只要神所愿意，神所愿意的。
Brothers and sisters, don't overfocus on the blessings.
弟兄姐妹们，不要只是把我们的注意点就放在这个祝福上面。
Focus on the blesser. Focus on God, our Heavenly Father.
把我们的注意力放在那个施祝福的施给我们祝福的人，放在我们的天父身上。
And focus on pleasing Him regularly.
然后我们在这里能够常常的讨他的喜悦。
What a wonderful song that we can aim at to learn how to sing it honestly.
真的是多么美妙的诗歌！我们在这里能够学习唱这首诗歌，然后完全的奉献我们自己。
All to Jesus I surrender.
这是奉献给我们，把全身都奉献给耶稣。
That's the theme of our message today from the Lord.
今天我们要讲的这篇信息的主题就是从主来的这句话。
And so we move from the introduction and the examination of that song into the message formally.
我们从那个刚才的所的介绍和这个我们仔细的讨论，仔细的学了这首歌词的意思，我们正式的来到今天信息的主题。
You may be doing less driving in your car, but you will probably always see these two signs when you drive a car.
你有可能最近开车开的比以前少了，但是不管怎样，只要你开车的话。我们看见就有两个标记，有两个标记。
So you will see these two signs regularly.
你常常会看见，基本上经常会看见这两个标记。
There's a true story told about a car driver who came up behind another car that was stopped at a yield sign.
这是个真实的故事，有一个开车的人，然后到了这个前面有这个这个避让这个标记，yield 这个标记的前面停了一辆车。
The car at the yield sign did not look like it had any car trouble.
这个停在这个避让标记前的那个车，看上去没有什么车的问题。
The car at the yield sign waited for 3 minutes or more, waiting there.
那前面那辆车就在那个标记前呢，停了3分钟或者更长的一点时间。
It waited for minutes and there was no traffic that made it dangerous to move.
在前面也没有什么车，也没有什么危险，他就是在这停在那不开了。
Finally, the driver behind that car got very frustrated and rolled the window down.
后面那辆车最后等了3分钟的那个是后面的跟在后面的司机实在是忍不住了，非常的受不了，然后他就把他的窗户摇下来，
Leaned his head out the window and he yelled at the car.
然后他就手伸出去，他在那里喊。
Hey, driver, the sign says yield, not surrender.
这个他说就是说，这个标记是说避让，不是投降。
So, what
surrender
are the
就是
differences between yield and surrender?
是什么叫避让？什么叫投降呢？还是停止呢？
In yield, it means stop completely before going ahead when the traffic is safe to go ahead.
这个避让这个标记的意思就是，看到这个标记的时候就完全的停下来，然后观察一下前面有没有其他的交通，如果是安全的话就可以走，如果不安全的话就要等。
But a stop sign means come to a complete stop.
然后这个停止这个标记呢，就是到了一个。看见这个标记呢，就要完全的停下来，然后只等到这个安全的才能走。
And don't start driving unless everything is safe and legal and wise.
不能，你停下来就得停下来，你要一直等到所有的一切都是安全的，合法的，然后看了可以走的，你才可以走。
Biblical surrender is a lot closer to stopping than to just yielding.
这个刚才所说的，这个投降的意思，就是更接近于这个停止，而不是避让。
So here are some definitions of what I mean by biblical surrender.
我刚才所说的这个在中文里是一样的，这个投降和奉献完全的屈服是一个意义，就是我刚才说的圣经里面这个完全的降服是什么意思。
The previous slide says surrender, biblical surrender means that a believer voluntarily gives up his own will.
圣经里的降服这个定义就是一个信主的人完全的自愿的把他所有的自己的意愿放弃。
And puts his own will, his thoughts, his ideas and deeds under the will and biblical teaching of God the Father.
然后他把自己的想法和主意和自己的行为和自己的意愿全部按照天父神的耶稣基督的儿子和圣灵的指引来做。
Don't turn your brain off. Turn on your brain to say, Father, your brain, your wisdom is the best. Give it to me.
他不是说把你的脑筋全部的就是停止了，只是说你要把你的脑筋让转向父神，然后完全说，父神啊，你的旨意是最高的，你的旨意是最好的。
Biblical surrender is a willing acceptance and joyful submission to the Holy Trinity's legitimate authority to rule in the kingdom of God.
圣经里的这个投降降服的意思就是一个你自己情愿的接受和喜乐的把自己降服在这个圣灵三位一体的圣灵的带领下，把它作为权威，让它作为你生命的主宰和生命的王在神国里面。
Are there other synonyms, words that mean the same for biblical surrender?
在圣经里有没有其他的这个有关降服的这些同义词呢？
Relinquish is one.
这个英文有几个不同的字，这个放弃。
Resign.
Resign 就是辞职的意思，但是就是放弃的意思。
Submit.
降服的意思。
Cease.
这是就是停止自己的主意的意思。停止的意思。
And then if we look at the opposite of surrender,
然后我们看看降服的反义词有哪些。
We get resist.
是抵挡。
Contend against.
然后我们的意愿和它不一样。
Hold out.
然后坚持自己的主意。
Cease cooperating.
然后我们停止和你合作。
And if any of you parents,have ever seen a child of yours resist?
如果你看见，如果你是做父母，你总是知道你的孩子是怎样，拒绝你吧。
They might do this with their eyes.
他们有可能就像，弟兄现在所做的，就是他眼睛在那里晃来晃去。
Or they might fold their arms.
或者他就插起他的手。
Or they might not move.
或者他就一动不动的就在那站着。
And they start to resist your, hopefully wisdom.
然后他们就拒绝你的好像看上去的智慧。
Now here is a phrase from our brother Chuck Swindoll about surrender.
这里有一句话是我很喜欢的，是我们弟兄这个 Chekhov's Window 讲的。
Surrender is the key that unlocks the vault of God's best and deepest treasures.
这个降服，这个就是这个开启啊，这个钥匙是一把钥匙，它是开启神藏着最深处的宝藏的一个钥匙，神最好的和最深藏的最深的一个宝藏的一个钥匙。
I want to illustrate surrender as a key to you now.
我现在要去跟大家显给大家显示一下什么叫这个降服就是一个钥匙是什么概念。
I have been cleaning my garage and finding many things in my garage that I don't need.
我在这最近呢就在这里清理我的车库，然后发现了很多的东西，我不需要的东西。
And I have found many, many, many keys that I don't know what these keys, where they go, what do they unlock? Many keys I have for years, and I don't know what they do.
我在车库里呢找到了很多钥匙，这些钥匙呢真是实在是很多，一把一把大家看见了啊，我也不知道这每把钥匙到底是开哪个锁的，实在是找不到他们所对应的锁。
Many, and I don't know to throw them away or find the things that they open.
或者我就搞不清楚是不是我把这些钥匙扔掉呢，还是把这些钥匙接着去找这些钥匙到底能开哪一把锁。
But there is one key that will unlock God's treasures, deep treasures for us.
但是有一把钥匙就是这把，他说他会打开神给我们所预备的宝藏，是最好的最深的宝藏。
And the key is surrender to his will and to him.
这个钥匙就是降服在他的旨意之下。
And so the things that we would like, peace of mind and healthy personal relationships.
所以我们生活中我们所需要的东西，我们说我们生活的平安啊，我们自己的身体的健康啊。
Descendants who will love God and follow him in their lives.
那些我们这些紧紧跟着神的爱的那些这些子民们。
Surrender is the key that will help us not be afraid of dying and knowing where we are going when we die.
所以我们这里我们就有这把钥匙，这个钥匙就是降服。如果我们有了这把钥匙之后，我们就不会惧怕我们哪一天真的是自己肉体的死亡，也不惧怕我们哪一天死了以后要去哪里。
And so God shows us in Matthew 26, verses 36 through 46, the key to surrender is Jesus showing us how to surrender all.
所以在马太福音26章36到46节说这个我们的怎样做这个怎样降服，我们的主耶稣基督就给了我们这一个榜样，给我们这个例子怎样的降服。
And now the word of God in Matthew, I'll read 36 through 46 in English and we'll hear it in Mandarin.
Yeah, 所以我们现在我先读英文，就是马太福音26章36节到46节，先读英文，后来我再读中文。
Reading all the way through, then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he told his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him, and he began to be grieved and distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me. And he went on a little beyond them, and he fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will. Verse 40, and he came to the disciples and he found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, so you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying so that you do not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Verse 42, and Jesus went away again a second time, and he prayed, saying, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away unless I drink from it, your will be done. Verse 43, again Jesus came, and he found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again, and he went away, and he prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. Verse 45, then he came to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up and let's go. Behold, the one who is betraying me is near.
好，我们现在读中文，马太福音26章36节。耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫科西马尼，就对他们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，又去祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意旨成全。十三，又见他们睡着了，因为他们眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。于是来到门徒面前，对他们说，现在你们依然睡觉安息吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了，起来我们走吧，看哪，卖我的人进了。
Good. This passage gives us the ultimate model for us to follow as disciples.
这个一段经文给了我们一个最终的一个榜样，让我们在这里能够照着做。
This is the eternal example of how Jesus faces each decision in life and shows us how to go through it.
这个例子就告诉我们，当耶稣能做这个一生中最大的决定的时候，他是怎样给了我们一个榜样，也让我们这样照着学。
The word Gethsemane means oil press.
这个里面的这个里面的哥西马尼园，它的原文的意思就是油炸的意思，就是炸油挤出油来。
Gethsemane was most likely a garden area among which olive trees were grown and pressed into oil.
哥西马尼这个看上去就像是这么一片地，是一个橄榄油的花园，然后这些橄榄呢就被这里在这个地方呢榨成了油，挤成了油。
To get oil from olives, you have to crush them and press them. You must do that to get the oil.
如果你要得到这个橄榄油，你就得把橄榄放在这个压榨机里面，然后把它挤压上去，然后完全的破碎，然后压上去，然后成这个油才会出来。
Jesus is going to surrender to his Father's will, and Jesus will be crushed and pressed to death.
耶稣在这里就是降服，就是准备，就是要完全降服在神的旨意之下，然后他自己就被这里压榨，然后压榨，然后致死。
Without Jesus giving up his life and blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin.
如果耶稣不献上他的身体，不献上他的生命的话，我们就没有这个神给我们能在这里原谅我们的罪。
And because he's going to carry all of our sins and all the sins of the world, Jesus cannot be joined by his Father now in fellowship.
因为主耶稣那个时候要把世界上所有的罪恶，所有我们人类的罪恶都背在他自己的肩上，所以在那个时候他就要和父神分开，不能和父神有交往交通。
Jesus' physical pain is going to be very, very excruciating.
所以耶稣在那个时候他所身上所受的这个肉体上的痛苦是非常难以忍受的。
His three disciples are going to hear him say that he is grieved even to the point of death.
所以他的三个门徒，他的这个彼得和两个西庇太的儿子，就说听到他说我难受致死。
Jesus's emotional pain will be partly due because he's innocent of all criminal charges.
这个耶稣他那时候所这个感情上他的感情上所受的痛苦是非常的大，因为他所犯的罪行一样都不是真的，没有一样是真的。
His emotional pain includes his loved ones are going to be separated from him.
他的感情上的痛苦包括他所爱的那些门徒要和他分开了。
His disciples will be separated from him.
他的亲人，他的门徒都要和他分开了。
But his spiritual pain will include a large gap between his father and himself for the first time.
他还有一个痛苦，就是他属灵的痛苦，就是他要和他的父神要分开，这有一个很大的一个间隙，是那么的大，他要和他的父神第一次分开。
The weight of our sins is breaking Jesus down, his physical, he's breaking him down.
我们这些人的所有的罪孽，他耶稣所要承载的挑起的是真的是把他的压垮了。
One song says, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross.
有一首诗歌是这样唱的，我实在不知道我在我自己的罪在十字架上是多么的大，实在是看不清。
Only God the Father knows how much is the full cost of Jesus paying for our sins.
只有我们的天父知道耶稣给我们这些人所犯的罪付上了多大的代价。
Another song says, it was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished.
另一首诗歌是这样唱的，是因为我的罪让耶稣钉在这个十字架上，直到一切都成就了。
His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.
所以耶稣在十字架所吐的最后一口气，让我们得了新生命。我知道这一切都成就了。
Jesus is counting the cost, and he's not going to run away from paying the bill.
所以耶稣在这里在那里数算他的代价，他为了付我们这个代价他不会走掉。
Jesus is biblically surrendering for the joy that is ahead.
在圣经上说，在圣灵上说，神耶稣为我们付上了最大的代价。
But Jesus in verse 38 says to them, stay here and keep watch with me to his disciples.
但在38节，这个耶稣对他的门徒说，你们在这里等候和我醒。
Jesus surrenders while his disciples sleep.
耶稣在那里，这降服了，但是他的门徒们在那里睡着了。
Does that sound like us, his disciples sometimes? He is surrendering and we are sleeping.
所以这是好像就像在说我们这样子，耶稣在那里完全降服了，但是我们这些门徒们都在这里睡觉。
But he isn't scolding and beating us up. He's warning us about our futures.
他这里，但是他耶稣并没有责备我们，或者是打我们，让我们打醒。他只是提醒我们，让我们警醒。
He wants them to look at and learn what he's doing that will accomplish salvation for all people who have faith in him.
所以他在那里所做的就是让我们这些属他的人都能够警醒，能够学习他是怎样做的。
Watch and pray so you know what I'm doing and what it means eternally.
所以警醒祷告，所以你们就会明白我在这里所做的是什么。
Hebrews 10 verse 9 says, Hebrews 10:7 says this.
希伯来书十章这样说的。
See, it is written about me in the volume of the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God.
所以十章七节是这样说的。神啊，我来了是为了照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Hebrews 10:9 says, Jesus says, see,I have come to do your will.
九节是这样说的，我来了为要照你的旨意行。
And so the spiritual principle we find is that Jesus surrenders every part of his life to his heavenly Father.
所以我们在这里所看见的属灵的重点就是耶稣把他身上生命中所有的一切都献给了他的天父，照他的天父旨意而行。
And if I follow Jesus wholeheartedly,
如果我全心全意全部的身心都献给耶稣的话，
I must also keep learning to biblically surrender just like he did to his father.
所以我们也会在这里学习我们怎样做这个属灵的奉献，就像耶稣把他的一生献给父神一样。
If you are in the habit of reading all 66 books of the Bible,
如果你有这样一个习惯在这里读整个的66卷圣经的话，
If you are in the habit of reading the whole counsel of God,
如果你是完全有这个习惯，就是完全观察神整个的计划，就是圣经上所记载的说。
Take you 15 minutes a day of reading the Bible that will move you all the way through the 66 books in one year.
所以如果你这样做的话，每天你只要花15分钟，一年这时间你就可以把整个的圣经读一遍。
If you want to read the whole Bible in 2 years, it will only take you 7.5 minutes a day reading to go through all the counsel of God.
如果你要了解神整个的计划的话，你要两年读完的话，你每天只要读7.5分钟就可以了。
And when you read the whole Bible, you will see many examples of people who are struggling with surrendering to the will of God.
所以你读整个圣经的话，你就会看到，在圣经里记载了很多很多的人物，他们都是在这个事情上，在那里斗争自己和自己斗争，怎样把他们的一生献给神。
So in this application part of the message, the last part of this message, let's look at a few people who were surrendering to God successfully.
我们在这个今天主题的最后这个应用中要说，我们看一看圣经里面两三个人物，他们是怎样降服在神的旨意之下，最后能成功的降服了。
You probably have your favorites, and I do too, but I just want to give you three people who were surrendering to God.
你也有你所喜悦的，所想要喜欢的。在圣经中降服的人物，大概，但是我这里要给出大概三个人物，他们是怎样降服的。
Jesus's parents, Mary and Joseph.
第一个就是耶稣的父母玛丽和约瑟。
When an angel visits Joseph and reveals to him that Mary is pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit.
大家记得天使去跟约瑟，然后讲话，然后告诉他，神在玛丽身上所做的大事的时候，约瑟，
Joseph did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife.
所以约瑟那时候就听了神的命令，然后把玛丽娶回家，成为他的妻子。
But Joseph had no sexual relations with Mary until she gave birth to a son.
但是约瑟并没有和玛丽同房，只等到玛丽生了他们头生的儿子。
And Joseph gave this son the name Jesus.
然后约瑟把这个头生的儿子起名叫耶稣。
That's in Matthew 1, 24 and 25.
在马太福音1:24-25是记载。
To God and did what he wanted, even though society probably wouldn't believe him.
约瑟做了神给他的命令，就是降服给在神的手下。但是，即使他这个在那个时候的社会上，并不接受他这样的行为。
And when Mary has the angelic visit and the revelation that she is pregnant by the Holy Spirit,
我们也看一下玛丽，玛丽那天使来跟她宣告，她怀孕了，她是从圣灵怀孕。
Luke 1:31 through 38 says,
在路加福音1:31-38是这样说的。
The Holy Spirit coming upon her and the power of the Most High overshadowing her, and her son will be called the Holy One and called the Son of God.
所以说，圣灵降在他的身上，至高者的灵，然后就庇护着他，然后他的儿子会被起名，会被叫做神的儿子。
And Mary's response in surrender is, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said, Father.
玛丽的回应是说：“我是主的使女。”情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And now we see Mary later as the mother of Jesus at a wedding with him.
我们后来又看见玛丽作为耶稣的母亲，有这样一个婚宴。
They had been invited to a wedding in Cana, and Jesus and his disciples had come to the wedding.
他玛丽。耶稣的母亲被邀请到一个加利利的迦拿，有一个娶亲的婚宴，耶稣和他的门徒也被邀请去赴宴。
And in John 2, verses 1 and 5, Jesus' mother notices that at the wedding, the wine has run out.
在约翰福音2:1-5，这里记载了。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们已经没有酒了。
She tells her son Jesus, the wine is run out, but she doesn't tell him what to do.
那个时候耶稣的母亲看见酒没有了，就都说没有酒了，但是他没有跟耶稣讲怎么做。
Jesus politely asks his mother, why is she involving him? And says to her, my time hasn't come.
耶稣对他说，母亲啊，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
I don't know if his mother's tone of voice is good, but I know her timing is off.
我不知道他母亲讲这个话的时候，他的语气是不是合适，但是我知道，他母亲这个时间有这个要求，这个时间上并不对。
For all the mothers listening in and the grandmothers, here comes a wonderful point of wisdom.
所以对于我对这里的母亲们和祖母们都说，这里的他的耶稣的母亲就是彰显了一个他的智慧。
Rather than argue with her son or make him feel guilty,
他母亲也没有在那里和他的儿子争执，玛丽没有跟他耶稣争执说你该做什么，那或者就是让他一争执的话就会让他儿子觉得难受吗？
Mary, his mother, says to the servants, do whatever Jesus tells you to do.
但他的母亲，耶稣的母亲对，只是对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And the result of her surrender to God?
所以你看他降服于神的旨意的结果是什么呢？
Jesus miraculously brings the best wine that they have ever had at any meal.
然后奇迹发生了，耶稣就把这个缸里的水变成了，就变带来了这个酒，这个葡萄酒是最好的，他们从来没有尝过。
And this was only the first of Jesus' miracles at the wedding in Cana in Galilee.
所以耶稣，这就是耶稣所行的在加利利的迦拿的第一个神迹。
My last example as we close this message is from King David.
我最后一个例子在今天的结束之前是有关大卫王的这个故事。
King David is theoretically as king, he can have any woman in his kingdom that he wants to be with him.
大卫那个时候是在是做王的。所以按照理论，那个时候的王想要得哪个妇女就可以得哪个妇女，只要这个妇女是在他王国里的。
But even though he's king, he now breaks three of God's commandments.
其实他是一个王，但是他现在没有遵循神的三个命令。
He covets another man's wife.
他和另外一个男人的有奸淫的事情。
He commits adultery.
然后他这个是奸淫。
And he tries to hide his sins by murdering her husband.
然后他有了这个奸淫的事情，为了怕他的丈夫知道，所以他就在那里伪装，把这个事情要伪装起来。怎么伪装呢？他就杀了他个奸淫的妇人的丈夫。
Bathsheba's husband was one of David's mightiest warriors.
那个妇女叫巴斯巴，她的丈夫是那个王国里最强壮的一个勇士。
But still, David betrayed his mighty warrior and took his wife.
但是大卫在那里就是背叛了他最好的这个勇士，然后抢走了他的妻。
Now King David stalled and he waited 1 year, a whole year, before he was confronted by Nathan the prophet sent from God.
这个大卫就把这个事情成了，然后在那里什么也不做，就只等到了一整个的一年，那他的 他的这个先知拿单才到他面前来跟他讲这个，指出他的这个罪。
And in Psalm 51, we hear David's confession and his repentance in various portions of the verses.
所以我们在诗篇51篇就听到了这个大卫写下来的他的自己认罪，他的悔改，他的伤心。
In Psalm 51, verse 3 and 4, listen to this surrender.
所以在51章3到4节，就是看大罪认罪，大卫认罪悔改，他怎样降服在神的面前。
Verse 3, for I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me against you. In your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge.
所以我们这里看51章3节是这样写的，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
David is convicted by the Holy Spirit to repent, and he is, and is now confessing his sin to Father.
大卫被他的里面的圣灵催促，他就在这里认罪悔改。现在这个诗篇中，他就向他的父神悔改。
He has sinned against God and done evil in God's eyes.
他在神面前犯了罪，在神的眼里犯了这恶。
And listen to what he prayed. Create in me, verse 10, a pure heart, O God, a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
所以你看到他后来是怎样祷告的，在51章10节是这样写的，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Verse 11, do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
所以他在十一节又这样写，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
求你使我人得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you.
我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
Verse 17, a beautiful example of surrender, biblical surrender.
十七节是一个很美好的圣经里面降服的这个金句。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
This is one of the greatest models in the Bible of biblical surrender and biblical brokenness.
所以这个是圣经里所记载的最好的一个例子，就是我们怎样降服在神面前。
Psalm 51:4, against you, you only, Lord, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
51章4节就是说，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
So that you are proved right when you speak and you're justified when you judge me.
所以你自你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Yes, God forgave him.
是啊，神最后原谅了他。
But David had scars on his soul for the rest of his life.
但是大卫在他的灵魂上就有了一个 印，这就是有一个标记，就是这个标记，这个标记一直罪恶的标记一直带到他死。
His actions brought problems in his family.
他自己所行的，就是带给了他自己的家庭的灾难。
But God did not cast him out, and God did not take his Holy Spirit from David.
但是神没有把他放弃，神没有把他的，没有把圣灵从他身上拿走。
And so, by Christ's sacrifice, we, if we believe him and confess him as Lord, we are reconciled to God by his blood.
所以我们在这里，如果我们承认耶稣基督是我们的主，然后我们就和神和好了，我们是在神面前认罪悔改。
Christ died for our sins.
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
According to the scriptures,
在圣经上是这样记载的。
He was buried and raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
他是被埋葬了，然后第三天复活了，是圣经上是这样记载的。
And then the resurrected Christ began appearing to many.
然后他是复活了，又向很多的门徒显现。
And if you believe him today,
如果你今天愿意相信耶稣，
you know he's been appearing to you.
你知道耶稣向你也显现。
And he lives.
然后他永远的活着。
And when he comes to get you, John 14.
当他来这里再来接你的时候，约翰十四章。
If you believe him when he comes to get you,
如果你相信他，等他来再来的时候，
he will take you to be with him as he promised.
然后他就像他所应许的一样，要接你一起去。
The payoff is being with him, not just the place in heaven where you're going.
这个前期的条件就是和他在一起。
So Father, teach us how to surrender to you.
父啊，教我们怎样降服在你面前。
Anything we hold back from you.
不管任何事情我们不交给你的。
Is not safe.
是不安全的。
It can be taken, it can be destroyed, it can be corrupted.
它这些东西都是会被拿走的，会毁坏的。
Don't let us hide anything from you so that we think we can keep it safe.
不要让我们在你面前隐藏任何的东西，我们这所隐藏的东西没有一件是安全的。
Heavenly Father, help us to surrender every single part of our lives.
主啊，让我们把身上所有的每一部分都完全献给你。
Then we will be clean in your eyes and safe and protected by you.
我们在你的眼中就得了洁净，然后我们就有了安全，我们受你的保护。
Thank you for helping us this morning.
谢谢帮助我们今天这个早上帮助我们。
Amen.
Amen.